T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The best. All right, there is Billy Andre trying to talk over Michael Jackson. Golf and Michael Jackson, they go hand in hand unless they don't. Welcome back into Sports with Coleman. Jerry Coleman with you on this Tuesday edition. The Senior Players Championship begins Thursday at beautiful Caves Valley. And golfer Mark O'Meara joining us here on the show on Sports with Coleman. Thanks for taking the time tonight, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. How are you?
Doing well. Welcome back to Baltimore. I don't believe this is your first trip here. Is it?
No, sir. No. I've been here a few times. We've had our, you know, senior players in this neck of the woods, and it's great to be back.
And you've played Cave Valleys, I presume, before. Your impressions?
Yeah, you know, I have. I played here when the golf course first opened back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's been around for a while, but I'll tell you, it looks fantastic. I mean, the whole staff, the tournament, you know, it's without a question probably one of the best golf courses we by far play all year long. So I think a lot of the players that haven't had the opportunity to play at Caves Valley are pleasantly surprised and looking forward to getting the week started.
Mark, of course, played on the PGA Tour for a long time and now a part of the Senior Tour, inducted into the Pro Golf Hall of Fame in 2015. And Bernhard Langer, I keep hearing his name over and over again as a one to beat. I guess that's simply because he's won this event 3 straight years. And I know Bernhard is catching a lot of flack about just brushing himself away from the field and also about maybe some of the golf clubs he uses, which I think is unfair.
Yeah, listen, Bernhard Langer is a friend of mine. He's an amazing player. What he's really accomplished, Jerry, out here the last 8 or 9 years, you know, is in a roundabout way. It hasn't gotten the notoriety it deserves to get. I mean, it's kind of similar to what Tiger did on the regular tour for, you know, 10 or 11 years. The dominance factor that Bernhard Langer has had this last 8 to 9 has been very incredible. As for all the hoop-de-doo about anchoring and all that stuff, you know, I've played with him. I've watched. I don't see it. You know, he's just outplaying everybody else right now.
And I understand it's a gentleman's game out there, and now they've sort of modified the rules where folks could watch on TV and call in rules violations. Isn't it just enough just to trust your fellow competitors out there and let you guys? I understand you have to have rules officials on hand, but sometimes it goes way beyond that.
Yeah, I think the players in general are pretty, you know, observant of the rules. They try to do the right thing. Obviously, sometimes the interpretation or the rules themselves can be a little complicated. But, you know, in the long run, I think most players respect the game, respect one another, and you know, as for infractions that happen, I guess they do. But overall, I'd say it's been pretty clean out there. So we've been pretty fortunate in what we do.
Now, I recall you saying it took some time to settle into PGA Tour life as we speak with Golfing Hall of Famer Mark O'Meara in town for the Senior Players Championship at Caves Valley. It seems like today's players make the transition a little bit quicker. What do you attribute that to?
You know, I think a lot of it is there's a combination of things, Jerry. I think the competition at earlier ages, these young players, men and women, have really the maturity factor. Back in the day, you know, in the early 80s, mid-80s, it always seemed like you kind of reached your prime late 20s, maybe mid-30s, something like that. Now these kids are coming out at, you know, 20, 21, 22, and they're playing with a maturity level of a 30 or 32-year-old. So I just think it's a combination of training, better knowledge when it comes to the golf swing, better equipment, and they're prepared at an earlier stage.
Mark O'Meara, 16 PGA Tour victories, including the Masters and British Open in the same year in 98, 2 wins on the Champions Tour. How about the long-term viability of the Champions Tour, Mark? Will very rich and upcoming 50-year-old players still want to continue playing at the pro level, even with all the money they have accumulated?
Yeah, Joe, that's a good question. I mean, I think that our sponsors that we have on our PGA Tour champions are happy. You know, they tend to, the players you know, there's a lot of Hall of Famers still playing out here, and a lot of it is more not just about the money, but the competition itself and the pride factor. You know, those things kind of go hand in hand. You know, this is kind of what we've done our life. We feel fortunate at this stage of our lives to still be, you know, kind of competitive and still going at each other and trying to win again, and that never really leaves the stage. So, you know, it's just a big benefit, and there's not many other sports professionally to speak of that have this same opportunity that we have out here.
You're exactly right, and that brings me to my next point. I mean, it's very unique. Tennis, to a degree, does it, but the players can't play as long as they can in golf. It's like a second life for some of these guys out there. Maybe they didn't cash in the way they wanted to on the regular tour, or maybe they just want to improve their game and keep playing into their 70s.
Yeah, you know, we saw obviously Hale Irwin play, you know, he won 45 times out here, you know, and he had a fabulous career also on the PGA Tour. And then you see, like we talked about earlier with Bernard Langer, even Kenny Perry a couple of weeks ago, you know, running away and winning the U.S. Senior Open and playing the way he's played, inside couples. And, you know, there's just a lot of good players out here that still want to try to win. I mean, I turned 60 in January. I've been doing it for, I don't know, 37 years and traveling around the globe. And, you know, I'll play this week, and then I head across the pond next week to play in the Open Championship at Birkdale, and it'll be my last one at 60 years of age. So, you know, it's been fun. I still enjoy it. I still want to try to get better, and, you know, that's what sets golf kind of aside from every other sport.
How much do you swing between the regular tour and the senior tour? Is it just for the majors like the Masters and the Open? And when you get playing with the younger guys again, do you have a different feeling?
No, I have a lot of respect for the young players. I mean, it's fun to watch them play. I'm friends with a lot of the guys out there. You know, I still play the Masters. I'll probably play again next year for sure, and then I'll take a look at the future. But, you know, this year it's going to be special just because I was fortunate to win when I 98 when I won the Open Championship. It's back at Birkdale this year. So, you know, I'm going to bring my family over. My son's going to caddy for me. So, you know, I don't really – feel like I just, you know, need to be competing. I have a hard enough time trying to beat these guys out here. So there's no need for me really to take a spot away from a young player trying to make it on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong here. As we speak with Hall of Fame golfer Mark O'Meara, it seems like when guys like you and Freddie Couples get to Augusta, you fare very well knowing the course. Same thing perhaps maybe at Royal Birkdale with the British Open, having played there previously. Despite the age, if you know the course and still have the skills, you can be competitive, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is that the game has changed a little bit from the standpoint that the players are very powerful. You know, they hit the ball a long way. You know, just saw John Rahm, you know, win last week at the Irish Open, and he's a fine young player. You know, we witnessed Jordan Spieth win a couple weeks ago, what he did, hole in a bunker shot. So there are just the quality of play on the PGA Tour always astounds me. And yes, I mean, if Fred or myself play well, you know, we can kind of get it going for the week. But, you know, deep down inside, I think we kind of know our place. And just to be a, you know, obviously a Masters champion or an Open champion is a dream come true. And, you know, we have tremendous respect for those events. And, you know, to go back and play them is really an honor.
Well, listen, it's going to be very hot out there, as you know, this week, but you guys are in tremendous shape. I remember watching Arnold Palmer play in 90-degree temperatures without a cart at a senior open back in 2002, and that's why I tell people who don't consider golf a real sport, they're absolutely nuts. Of course it is. You guys aren't driving around in carts.
Yeah, I like the fact that, I mean, I always walk. I you know, once in a while in the pro-ams, I'll take a cart, but once the tournament starts, I'm a big believer in walking. I think it's good for the game. It looks classier, you know, and yeah, the players, you know, most of the guys stay pretty fit still. I mean, it's very, very competitive out here. And like you said, it kind of gives them a second lease on life playing on the PGA Tour Champions.
All right, finally, you're in the business now of designing golf courses as well. What type of challenges does that present, Mark? I would think you need to please a lot more folks in designing a golf course than trying to win a golf tournament.
Well, it's always hard, Jerry. I mean, you know, you try to accommodate all types of players, you know, the women, the kids, the good player, the average player, the high handicap player. And, you know, sometimes it's very difficult to really please everyone. But, you know, my feeling is when I've done just a few courses, three or four courses around the world, and, you know, the aesthetic value of playing a golf course and remembering the holes that you played. And, you know, golf is tough. There's no question about it. It's not an easy game. But that's why a course like Kays Valley, you know, has just incredible topography. Fazio did a wonderful job designing it. their whole staff at the club. You know, it's just it's a joy to play a golf course that has, you know, such nice aesthetic value.
Mark O'Meara, appreciate the time. Welcome back to Baltimore. Best of luck beginning on Thursday. Enjoy the Pro-Am tomorrow in the cart. You'll definitely want to ride in the cart in the 95-degree weather. And thanks for taking the time this evening to be here.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
All right, the great Mark O'Meara joining us here on Sports with Coleman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.